Chapter 10. Sir Magnus to the Rescue. Adrian and Rosie ran to the ferry and climbed onto the deck. There was a strong wind and high waves in the sea. The ferry wobbled from side to side. Rosie felt dizzy from the revolving stage, and now she felt worse on the ferry. She didn't like the ferry. It was more fun in the water. Rosie ran to the side of the ferry and jumped into the sea. She thought the sea was like a river. She loved walking in the river. Rosie tried to stand in the sea, but there was no ground. High waves washed over her head. Rosie panicked and sank under the water. People on the ferry and on the land shouted, "The elephant is drowning!" Adrian knew he must save Rosie. He jumped into the cold water and swam to Rosie. She tried to hold on to him with her trunk, but she pushed him under the water. Adrian swam to the surface and grabbed Rosie's ear.
"Help!"
Adrian swam to the land, pulling Rosie behind him. Hundreds of people watched. Rosie and Adrian reached land safely, and all the people applauded. Then, an angry policeman put his arm on Adrian's wet shoulder.
"You're under arrest,"
he said.
"You can't arrest him,"
a man with a deep voice shouted.
"This admirable man is a hero. He jumped into the stormy sea and saved this magnificent elephant."
"I'm afraid I must arrest him,"
replied the policeman.
"He and this animal are responsible for chaos and disorder all over this region."
"That's ridiculous,"
the man replied.
"I'm Sir Magnus and I'm a famous lawyer. I'll come to the station too. I'll defend this brave hero."
At the police station, the policeman read the charges.
"You and your elephant destroyed Mr. Clattercup's beautiful new theatre,"
he said.
"That's very serious."
The policeman said to Adrian,
"You can go with Sir Magnus now. The trial will be next week. The judge and jury will decide your destiny."
"Hurry now,"
said Sir Magnus.
"We've got a lot of work to do before the trial."